This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dial in toll free to join us on the radio waves, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever it is that you want to discuss. Coming up, a so-called freeman on the land gets burnt by the system in Canada. Daryl's got that story. It's Ian and Daryl in here as normal on a Friday night, but we have a special guest co-host with us this evening. His name is Vincent, and speaking of Canada, that's actually where you're originally from. Hey, Vincent.
Oh, hey, it's great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you on the program. We'll probably our listeners will get to know you a little bit better as the show goes on. But you're new to town, but not new to New Hampshire. You're originally from New Hampshire, as I understand it. Is that right?
No, I was born in Pennsylvania to a Canadian mother, and I lived in many different parts of the country until finally coming to New Hampshire for high school. And
so you've been here for a while then?
Oh, yeah.
And you decided that you were going to go to college in Keene, which is where we do this show from. At some point, you discovered, what, the ideas of liberty? What was kind of your story there?
Yeah, my father was a huge kind of like mainline conservative, and you know, like he raised me with that. My mother was a socialist, but you know, I kind of...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so eventually, you know, I started going to school and I got, you know, exposed to all these different ideas, but none of it really stuck, and none of it made sense until I started listening to a lot of talk radio online, just, mm-hmm. you know, under certain circumstances. And then I started moving towards libertarianism, and there's a libertarian club at the school. At the high school, yes.
Wow.
What was the club called?
It was part of YAL. It was called...
Young Americans for Liberty?
Yeah, club at, you know, said high school. And I got introduced to some of the ideas, but eventually it kind of, you know, like, you know, infighting, it kind of fell apart because...
So there was infighting in the libertarian club?
Yeah, I know. I've never heard that before.
Oh, it doesn't surprise, I'm sure, Daryl and I. The libertarians, like I think a lot of groups, tend to splinter and infight. But it's funny because I can't imagine there were more than a dozen students in the libertarian club, right? How many were there?
Even less. There was me. So
how many students in the school total?
There were 750 in total, and there were at any one given time less than 6 in the libertarian club.
Wow. And there was infighting within a 6-person libertarian club.
Anytime you get more than 3 people, there's going to be some kind of argument.
God.
Because here's how libertarians operate, Ian. They try to find that one thing where they disagree, and then they just want to disagree about that.
Make that the entire discussion, right?
There's a lot of libertarians that say, I love to debate. No, you don't. You just like to argue.
Mm.
Debate and argue are two completely different things. Debate is when you're not sitting there yelling at people, telling them all the reasons they're wrong. Debate is a very formal structure where you're exchanging ideas and trying to persuade an audience.
Got it.
You know, funny enough, that's not actually how, at least in our case, it was more of in like regards to ethics. So the leader of a club, you know, I was friends with him, and, you know, we all kind of knew each other. I was the youngest in the club at the time, and I was a junior at the time, and I brought some of my sophomore friends there. We were just, you know, guys who, we like liberty, but don't really care much about the politics, those guys. And so the fight was over ethics because our, you know, the leader of a club, he wasn't the most pleasant person to be around all the time. Like, you know, if someone made a mistake, he would get mad and almost like, you know, like, physically, you know, mad.
Oh boy.
So what was the ethical issue?
There were two. The first one was we were having there was some rally out by the school, and there were some of the socialists in, or you know, they were Democrats, but they call themselves socialists. And it was the club spawned from the Republican club, so that's why it was more, you know, like Cartesian. Most people, you know, vote Republican and such. And so they were there, and I said, hey, you know, we don't do anything in a club. We all just sit around and talk and, you know, like housekeeping. Why don't we go and, you know, engage these people and, you know, have some fun? Like, and that's why I like Free Keen, because, you know, I saw on the YouTube channel we did that. And I went out there, and everyone watched when I engaged these people, these, you know, these...
So they were having some sort of an event, and you guys kind of went and crashed it?
Well, I went and crashed it, yeah. And I looked like a jerk. Yeah, and, you know, they're all standing, and the leader of a club, you know, the guy who's supposed to be, you know, the alpha, the macho, he was just standing there with his shoulders down, because one of the people, the socialists, whoever, one was his sports coach or something, mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, hi, coach, and he's like, yeah, hey, you with this guy, and he's like, and he just left, and I'm sitting there, and I'm surrounded by all these people with signs and, you know, plywood. And so that was that. And then I was like, yo, come on, what the heck? And then eventually it just started, the guy started to become like a dictator with it. And as I said, infighting. And, he was just rude with everyone. And one day I just snapped and I said, look, I don't want to be part of this anymore. You know, this isn't fun. We're not doing anything. And then, then I left and I brought half the people with me. So it was just him and, two other guys, one of them was his lapdog. The other guy just didn't want to, leave in front of him. And so finally what they did that just was like the jumping of the shark moment was they banned any political poster being posted by a student in the school. So you're not allowed to put a political poster. Exactly. Yeah. By the Libertarian Club and at the student council. They brought to the student council. I'm like, oh, my God. And it said the Libertarian Club wants to ban political posters being put up by students in the school lockers.
Oh, my God.
One that makes absolutely no sense.
For a Libertarian, you mean?
Right. Yeah. For a supposed Libertarian to propose this makes no sense. And secondly, it would not hold up if anybody ever challenged it because courts have consistently ruled that political speech has extra protections.
I think the reasoning was, it was, let's see.
Did it fly?
Yeah, I got past, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And has anybody challenged this, or is this still the rule at whatever high school?
Some people talked about challenge. Yeah, okay, I know the Libertarian Club, it got resurrected, again. And so, but then it had so few members that it changed the philosophy club because we had people who showed up, at the time I was I was more of like a Cantwell figure. So I'd go and talk about hardcore right wing stuff. My best friend at the time was a communist and he'd go there and, advocate for communism. And this one German kid would advocate for nihilism. And so it just became the philosophy club and we just talk about whatever. And yeah. And so he tried to get it overturned.
So it's like a microcosm, Daryl, of the Libertarian Party nationally, where even though there were only six members, there was still some charismatic leader or whatever who rose to the top and brought a very un-libertarian message into the fold. And ultimately, the libertarians fell out from frustration.
And, the Young Americans for Liberty, they're actually an offshoot of one of the Ron Paul organizations.
Was that,
so not exactly libertarian per se, so, no connection to the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
So I could see how, a Republican-esque type person would wind up being I kind of like Ron Paul and, Liberty, so therefore I'll show up and wear my suit and have my trust fund haircut.
Couldn't get in control of the Republican club.
Right.
So he went... Sounds just like what happened with the National Libertarian Party. Well, welcome aboard, Vincent. We'll, of course, take your calls about absolutely anything. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's a listener of ours named Jason who posted a video to the AMP forum. We've got the Free Talk Live amplifiers. These are people who support Free Talk Live for $5 a month. And there's a Facebook group that's just for them. He posted it in there, and I've seen Adamo Freeman post it publicly, so I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be a public video at this point. But it is video footage of him sitting at a city council meeting. Now, you don't actually see him. I think he's off camera in the shot that the footage is sourced from. But you can see, a few rows of people in the city council up front and the mayor and, all those folks. And they kind of go through their motions of they have a prayer in the beginning of the meeting. And then they follow that up with the other prayer, which is the Pledge of Allegiance. And then after the Pledge of Allegiance, the mayor decides to have himself a few words that are obviously directed toward our listener, but he doesn't use his name, about how he stayed seated throughout the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll play that audio for you coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves. You can talk about whatever you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live, and our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and Skype username is lrn.fm.
you can connect with us that way if you prefer. It's Ian and guest host Vincent, as well as Daryl, in the studio here tonight. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So I've got some audio here that one of our listeners actually posted in the Free Talk Live AMP forum. And again, there's the Facebook group, basically, for supporters of the show. We'll tell you how to amp the show in a little bit. But he posted it there, and I've seen it since posted publicly. I believe the video itself that he has is a publicly available video. So we'll share that with you on our Facebook and Twitter. So you can see the whole thing. The whole thing's 8 minutes long. I've taken it down to the two most important minutes, which is the beginning of the city council meeting in a town in Missouri, where he, I believe, lives, or at least lives nearby. He was attending this meeting for some reason, and ultimately the reason doesn't matter. He decided he was going to stay seated during the Pledge of Allegiance, which, of course, as you know, precedes pretty much every city council meeting I've ever attended, because they all have to show how patriotic and nationalistic they are. So they have a priest there of some sort, some, you know, denomination of likely Christianity, delivers a prayer, and then they have the Pledge of Allegiance, and then shortly thereafter there's maybe about a 30-second kind of dead phase where there's really no audio worth playing for you, and then the mayor stands at the front of the room and begins to address the crowd. So I'm going to play this audio here, and it's going to pick up right after the end of the Pledge of Allegiance, where the mayor is going to address the person in the room who's staying seated.
Can I see a show of hands of the veterans in our group tonight? Men and women? All right. Thank you very much.
So he thanks the veterans, correct, and has more to say.
We as veterans, we spent a lot of time in Uncle Sam's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. We went all over the world where he wanted us to go. What we was there for is for the peace of the world. We did our best with what we had.
So he claims that the U.S. military going around the world is somehow there for the peace of the world, even though, you know, it could be argued, and I certainly believe, that the U.S. military's presence around the world has led to a lack of peace around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting. And this guy's an older man. You can probably tell by his voice. He's got white hair. I mean, I'm guessing he's early 70s. It's hard to see from the distance the camera's at, but he's definitely an older mayor. And so, yeah, you can tell that this guy's still carrying with him the propaganda, you know, after all these decades. Whereas plenty of people in the military have come to the conclusion that, you know, that they are basically hired guns for politicians, right, who are doing the bidding of their corporate masters. As I believe General Smedley Butler from the Marine Corps wrote in a pamphlet or
the most
small book,
decorated Marine ever,
called the War is a Racket, called,
yes,
War is a Racket, where he basically admits to have been a hired corporate gun.
Right. And there are people, you know, especially the older generation, that they believe that without them serving in the military back in the 1940s, we'd all be speaking German right now.
Yep. Yep, we've heard that.
Or Japanese.
People have actually called this show to make those very claims.
Yes.
So, obviously, he still believes the propaganda that the U.S. military is out there fighting for freedom. And so he's, you know, whipping up the crowd here and finding out how many of the people in the crowd are military. And quite a few did raise their hands when he asked that question. So he's trying to make it look like, you know, everybody agrees with him. And
how many people sufficiently love America?
So,
and if you don't, that's who I'm talking to next.
Apparently, by the way, something happened between, so in between the pledge or the prayer and this part. He indicates it in his video where one of the city employees takes two chairs, puts them outside in the hallway, and I guess he has two young boys who are in the room leave the room and Jason, the guy who posted this, believes it had something to do with him because I guess they were sitting near him or something like that. It's kind of a weird,
interesting,
weird way to.
Boys, we don't want to see you, or we don't want you to see how ugly politics can be.
I don't know what that was about. He seemed to think it was about them acting like he was a danger to them in some way, and maybe they did consider him a danger because he was the one person who was sitting down during the pledge. Let me continue.
We saw a lot of our buddies didn't make it back. And I've got a problem. And I agree that it may be just my problem, but I don't think so. As I hear other people saying virtually the same thing, nearly on a daily basis over the radio or over the TV. But somehow or another, we got so liberal people don't think news news anymore that you can't hardly get patriotism in there. But the thing that I don't like more than anything else.
We have so many liberals on the news media that you can't hardly get any patriotism in there. The audio's a little janky.
Right, but every time I turn on the mainstream media, everybody's got the little American flag pin. That's patriotic,
apparently,
right?
You can't be a patriot unless you're a conservative, according to this particular mayor. And that's the thing. Flag wavers are conservatives and liberals. I mean, these people, these nationalists, patriot types, they all agree with the state. They all agree with the idea of the state, this entity, this make-believe thing that people delude themselves into believing in that justifies using the threat of or actual violence against our neighbors. And, of course, that's who this mayor represents. He represents the state, or in this case, the city of, and I'll find you the actual name of the city here, Forsyth. Forsyth, Missouri is where this is taking place. So he's got more to say, though.
But the thing that I don't like more than anything else is that some individual, whoever they may be,
some individuals,
whether it be here or anywhere else, that will not acknowledge the flag of the United States. They will not acknowledge the fact.
Acknowledge that it exists, or acknowledge that it's the greatest piece of cloth with paint on
his part
ever.
He'll make clear what he means by that. But as you can see, he's being kind of, he's being a little coy about who he's talking about. Individuals, whether they be here or anywhere, he's talking about the individual in the room, which was Jason, who's one of our listeners.
Specifically about Jason, but also about anybody else.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick, the Seattle football team that didn't stand, the
high school team
in New Jersey, where everybody took a knee, but the coach stood because he said, "I'm standing for my players."
They will not acknowledge the fact that each one of us that went to service, we signed a blank check for our life, for you. If you're an individual that don't like the flag, then all I can say is, friend, get up and leave.
So he calls the person a friend, but also says they should leave.
Is that what he said, friend? I couldn't make that word out.
All right, he said friend.
There's
get
a
up
little bit more here. We'll share that with you in moments. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Vincent.
And I'm Daryl.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. But we're right now talking about the town of Forsyth, Missouri, where a city council meeting transpired recently that involved one of our listeners. His name's Jason. I won't give his last name because I don't know if he wants that, but his name's Jason, and he has been a caller to this show, though he's used a different name to call this show. He's anyway, he was at the city council meeting. He stayed seated during the Pledge of Allegiance, which is what I think many of us would do. I don't know about you, Vincent, because you're kind of new to the show.
I used to actually film these meetings as a job throughout high school, and even in, you know, during class and stuff, they'd have a stand at high school for the pledge. I'd sit because I'd be too tired, and it's French in the morning, and you know I'm exhausted. But I never had an issue when I sat because I guess the select board thought I was, you know, managing the cameras or managing the audio levels and stuff when they said the pledge.
So the entirety of the audience didn't zero in on you an issue out of it. But in this case, the mayor, after the pledge is over and done with, after an invocation has been read by a pastor of some sort, after the pledge, the mayor then stands in front of the room and for a good basically 2 minutes, almost 2 minutes, essentially harangues our listener for staying seated. And I'm going to pick up, there's just a few more seconds, about 30 seconds left of this audio.
If you're an individual that don't like the flag, then all I can say is, friend, get up and leave. We don't want you.
Amen.
If you don't want to leave now, you leave later, just don't come back. Because we have no place in the city of Forsyth.
In the city?
For somebody that will not stand up and say the pledge to the flag and honor the flag as a certain, as a person should. Thank you.
So I guess I'm not welcome in Forsyth because I won't, you know, stand there and salute the flag.
No, sir. You are not welcome in the city of Forsyth, which, of course, you know, begs the question of what is the city of Forsyth? Is the city of Forsyth actually the land? Or is it a organization, a political organization made up of individuals who've come together for a common purpose?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, boy. You don't make fun of veterans here in my town.
Yeah. Right. You better leave. Now, was that legal, what that mayor just said to him? Because it sure did sound like he was not welcome at a public meeting. They made it real clear that they didn't want his kind around there.
I don't know if what was said was illegal, but
if he'd said N-word, get the F out, that, you know, that would be pretty clear discrimination, right?
Possibly. Yeah. Now, if he would have said that, followed up with, officer, remove that man,
well, then
yes. Clearly, you know, a violation
That's
of rights.
That's why I'm asking whether or not, because I'm not sure. I'm not sure right. If he crossed
so
any lines here.
What I will suggest in my, you know, non-expert, semi-legal opinion based on things that I know that's totally not legal advice,
yeah.
If our listener goes to the next meeting that's on the third Monday of every month at 6 p.m., according to the City of Forsyth website, mm-hmm. And they tell him he is not welcome inside the council chambers, then it is clearly discrimination, and then he
right.
Clearly should, you know, call up the ACLU yesterday and say, I need you to take on these people.
I think you should call the ACLU tomorrow or Monday or the soonest possible time he can call the ACLU and have one of their attorneys review this footage.
That's probably a good idea anyway. I'm just saying doubly so if he
right.
Tries going to the next meeting and is told he's not allowed.
And he should go back. I think he should absolutely go back
and
record whatever happens at the next meeting just to see if they try anything else like this.
And remember, another one of our listeners that lives down in Rhode Island had a situation to where he did not stand. They shut down the council meeting and refused to proceed until everybody stood up for
yeah.
The pledge.
And then he ended up getting news headlines.
Yeah. I don't remember if he sued.
I forget. Yeah, I don't think he did. But regardless, fascinating audio, and I mean, I can relate a little bit. I've had a city council meeting stopped just so the mayor could threaten me over drinking from an unmarked, well, actually, it was a marked bottle. It said not a beer on it, and it was called the drinking game, and we were having a little bit of fun, and like 10 minutes into the meeting, and he stops the meeting, and sort of like this mayor makes a statement that wasn't exactly directed at me by name, but it was definitely directed at the people who were, you know, who might be drinking from brown bottles in the audience. There were more than one of us, but the way he phrased it, I don't remember exactly how it was. There's video of this, too. But the way he phrased it, he wasn't talking, like, at us. He was sort of talking past us, but he was, like, looking in our direction, and the things he was saying were definitely about us. So that's kind of the similarity between this video and that one, is this man was clearly talking to our listener, Jason, but he never actually used his name. He didn't specify that he was talking about one person in the audience, although the way the statement was made, it sure as hell sounded exactly like that's what he was doing. And by using the sort of the popularity or the argument ad populum, like, oh, well, look at all these people here who are, we're in the military. Doesn't everybody here agree with the Pledge of Allegiance? Don't we all agree that our military men are heroes? And, like, you know, just asking the audience to kind of go along with him as much as possible. And it was pretty clear that the supermajority in the audience was on his side. So using that kind of social pressure and then literally saying, get out and don't come back.
And then when he said the get out part, you could hear people say, amen.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
amen.
Murmuring. And,
amen.
Right. So, I mean, it wasn't as obviously illegal as having the chief of police escort him out and kicking him out of a
right.
public meeting, But on the other hand, they did everything but that. I mean, they turned up the social pressure. They focused on him. They stopped the meeting to make an issue out of him not standing. And they did everything they could to make him uncomfortable, including telling him he wasn't welcome there or anywhere in the city of Forsyth.
I'm surprised they didn't tell him, if you don't love our flag, go to North Korea and don't stand for theirs.
Where did we see that?
There was a gubernatorial candidate here in New Hampshire that said that.
Who was it? I'm forgetting that.
The Libertarian candidate, Max Abramson.
And then there
were people that posted comments of, if you believe that patriotism or pledging allegiance to a flag should be mandatory, why don't you move to North Korea?
So, if you want to join us, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ricky in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Actually, that's Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Good evening.
How did they get it wrong that you were in Indianapolis?
I don't know. You got me, brother. That's far from the Commonwealth.
Very difficult to wind up getting wrong.
Yeah. All right, Ricky, what do you got?
Yeah, that's like Pence country, isn't it, down there?
I have never been there. I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. He's from there, isn't he? Anyways, here's the idea.
I don't know who you're even talking about.
He's talking about
never mind.
Pence.
No, it doesn't matter. Oh,
vice president.
Politician guy.
Oh, yeah, right. governor. He's the governor
vice
of Indiana.
Don't remind me. Now.
You're the one that brought it up.
I apologize. I take it back. I was on last night with you, Daryl, and after we got off, you know, I gave it some thought, and here's an idea. See, what I was trying to
get
across...
You got off with Ricky? That's a little
no,
weird.
No, no, no. After he got off, he called in and proposed having verbal duels. He wants to have a verbal duel with Ralph, and whoever winds up losing the duel will never be allowed to call into Free Talk Live again.
Yeah, but what are the rules of this duel?
I
like, how does one
idea.
Determine?
I got an okay. idea, brother. See, me being the Jeffersonian, one of the things that's been on my mind a lot is not only Jefferson, but, of course, then Aaron Burr will be Hawkins. See, here's the idea of the duel. I have a sample format, and basically it's about honor. And the format worked like this, just like a traditional
duel. Okay, I want to hear about it, but hold on. We'll bring you back. Did he already go through all this last night?
He mentioned the honor part, but he never laid out the rules.
All right, we're going to hear about this proposed duel, and I don't know, maybe Ralph will call in. I mean, he calls every night, so...
Yeah, go ahead. Call in Ralph, and we'll have this duel live on the air.
Yeah, all right, 855-450-FREE. I don't know if I can live through the duel, but we'll see what happens. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaconPoints for details.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. The number is 855-453. 855-450-3733, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Have you wanted to start up your own blog or website but haven't yet done so, maybe because it just seems a little too overwhelming? Well, HostGator makes it easy. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, plus 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. HostGator's got 99.99% uptime rating, so you won't have to worry about outages, and you'll get 30% off their regular prices if you go through our special link, which is HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. HostGator.com/FTL. It's an offer just for Free Talk Live listeners, and you can get it there right now. HostGator.com/FTL. How long this deal is going to be good for, I don't know. But it will be good for at least as long as we're talking about it. So don't think too long about this one. HostGator, it's one of the top hosting companies out there. HostGator.com/FTL. Get 30% off their regular prices for Free Talk Live listeners as we go back to Ricky in Pennsylvania. Now, Ricky, you said that you've proposed an on-air verbal duel between you and another regular or chronic caller, as we like to call them, Ralph in New Jersey. You were going to, I guess, specify what you think should be the rules for that duel or the format. Go ahead.
Okay, and then I'll give my explanation for the duel. Now, here's a sample format. Now, this is a sample format that the recreation of the duel between Hamilton and Burr in 1804.
Weren't there guns involved in that one, though?
Yes, there were.
Yes, but we're going to have the gun in this, too, and that's where the sample format come in. First thing, just like Hamilton and Burr did, they made out their declaration. That was before they came to Weehawken. We get 1 minute each for a declaration. Then, after that, there is 2 minutes each, and that would be to whatever the one wants to say to the other after the declaration. And then there is 1 minute each to fire the shot. Now,
I would be willing to agree to those terms if we cut the times in half, because to let you or Ralph go on for 2 minutes straight would be rating suicide.
Okay, we can definitely, that can definitely
be. So maybe 30 seconds for an opening statement, maybe 1 minute for a firing at the other person, and then 30 seconds for whatever the other third part was.
The third part is the rebuttal.
Oh, the rebuttal to the, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Right,
that,
so
that
standard competition debate, you have your opening statement,
yeah,
and then you have, here's the bulk of the argument, and then you have a rebuttal.
Okay.
And that 30 seconds would represent the shot. Now, if I may say a little quick explanation why I'm even bringing this stool to the table, if I may.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I've been hearing Ralph go all this time. Now, he's only talked about two things regularly, and that's Obama and Trump. Now, first off, myself, I made it very clear I'm a Jeffersonian. That makes me a Democratic Republican. I've also made it clear I'm a Hillary supporter. And now this guy over here,
I wasn't clear on that about you, Ricky. I did not know you were a Hillary supporter.
Absolutely. I'm a Democratic Republican.
And Ralph is a Trump supporter.
Let me get to him now. One of the things that Donald Trump has gone on record, he wants to bring things back to its Hamiltonian roots. And he has on occasion called himself a Federalist. See, so we got the Jeffersonian here versus this guy who's a Trump supporter, and I will tell you.
Hey, maybe this could happen on Monday night, because I hear there's an actual like debate between Trump and Hillary on Monday night.
Yeah, the CPD debate. It's going to be at Hofstra University in New York City.
So maybe we should have the Free Talk Live's version of
FTL that. Listener Debate 2016.
and we could definitely do that. Now I think it should be presented to Ralph.
Sponsored
now,
by Rondo.
Well, there's one other thing, though. Now, one thing about the duel in honor is if the challenger just craps out and says, I'm not going to do the duel, mm-hmm. he loses his honor, and he was right. better off doing the duel.
So then he loses via countout and thus loses that
he
retirement
loses that
match and is never allowed to call back in, according to Ricky?
Right, and here's how we determine the winner. And see, that's the beauty of the duel, you see, because it's about honor. See, the loser won't call in again.
So let me ask this question. Can we do this thing tournament style?
What does that
mean?
Right. So Ricky and Ralph have a debate, and then Sarah debates somebody, and then the winner of those two debates go on to debate.
I don't want to debate Sarah because I love Sarah. I really
do. It sounds like too
much
work.
I love Sarah. Yeah.
We actually had somebody call in last night that actually knows who Sarah is because apparently she calls all of the local talk shows in Albuquerque.
Yeah. She's got nothing better to do.
And this guy said that he thinks that Sarah and Ralph would be a perfect match for one another.
Like opposites attract kind of thing.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Ricky, thank you for the invitation.
He didn't say how the winner would be chosen, though.
Okay, yeah, how would the winner be chosen?
Well, I mean, the way it works is, you see, when Ralph deals with me, because I've been listening to Ralph a long time, I can tell a lot about Ralph. And also, I talked to a young lady in the Philippines.
That's not answering the question of how the winner gets chosen.
I'm going to answer it. At the end of the duel, The loser won't call in anymore because he'll never face the winner while the winner's still out there.
But how do we determine who the winner is? Because both people are going to say they're the winner because they're still alive because they didn't get shot in the head.
We'll arbitrarily determine it. We're going to let Ricky decide the.
Ricky's going to say that Ricky's the winner.
Somebody who has no honor is a coward, and a coward will never call back in again.
All right. Thank you, Ricky, for the call. Thank you for the invitation. We'll see if Ralph responds to you. Did he call last night, Ralph? Do you recall if he?
Yeah, he called. He calls every night.
Did he call before or after Ricky?
That I don't remember. Okay. I've got a horrible short-term memory. I just remember that he did call because he calls every night, and it was in the show notes.
True. All right. So I guess we'll see what happens here, and maybe we can set it up for Monday night.
Figure out how a winner will be decided.
I say arbitrarily.
I say the hosts that are on the show Monday get to decide.
Right.
It's a three judge panel. It's like a boxing match.
It should be you, me, and Melanie.
Yes,
who are on the show on Monday. If this happens, we'll see what Ralph says to it, and then I guess we'll have to. I think we already have Ricky's phone number because he called the voicemail line.
Yes,
and left a 10-minute long message and more than one, I think. So I ended up filtering out his number from my mailbox.
I have three things being filtered out of mine. So anything that's a 0-second message.
Right.
Because I got tired of going through a bunch of hang-ups.
The majority of them are 0-second messages.
And there's one other person who I don't want to name that I have filtered going straight to the delete box.
So, yeah, so you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Rusty. He's in Jasper, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live listening online via LRN.FM. Hey, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy, guys. You know, I listen quite a bit, too, and I just had an idea about the forum. I think that's the wrong way to go. I think you should set up Ralph and Sarah on, like, a dial-a-date type thing and have that on air, or at least maybe,
dial-a-date.
Maybe have a wet. Yeah, that would be entertaining.
What is a dial-a-date? Is that different from phone sex?
It's completely different, yes.
Yeah.
What is a dial-a-date? Is this something that happened, like, before the Internet? For people to meet?
Well, yeah, Stern kind of pioneered a little, and then
Howard Stern.
So two people would just have, you know, like a telephone conversation date.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, how are you doing? You know, what's this? You know, tell me a little about yourself. All that type of stuff.
Tell me what you're wearing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, if they wanted to go down that route, that's fine. I don't know if they would, but I think it would be funny.
That would be funny.
And then for the forum, I think...
Is Ralph married, though? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't recall that.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure he should get off one, maybe an hour, sneak away from the wife.
Well, right. I mean, just because he's married doesn't mean he wouldn't have a date with another lady.
But I think they're assets, Ralph and Sarah. I think...
you think they're assets?
Yeah, I think...
As opposed to a liability?
Like, yeah, I think they're kind of whack-packer types or something like that. There's
Everybody's got their opinion about them, that's for sure. I mean, one thing, whether you like or dislike Ralph or Sarah or Ricky, people tend to have strong opinions about these folks. Anything else you want to share tonight? Rusty, go ahead.
Yeah, one last thing. I think it would be bad if there was a debate and then a show called Free Talk Live took someone off or had an honor system where someone couldn't talk anymore on there.
Yeah, I don't think that rule would probably not apply. That's what Ricky wants, and you know, we generally don't do that, even to our detriment here on Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I got a comment about Ralph the other day on Skype. Why you all humor this effer is beyond me. And my response is, it's an open phone show. So, you know, if you don't want Ralph on, you should call in, and we'll put you on instead. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.